They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now, a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Some housing hope from New Homes. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Over the past few months, construction of new homes in the U.S. has been all over the place. Starts fell dramatically in August, back up in September, held steady in October. Overall, starts were 4% and change lower in October than a year before. But there is one type of home that looks like it was booming that month. Construction of single-family homes was up 13% from October 2022. As Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, all of that new construction is supporting both the housing market and the overall economy.
This time a year ago, housing construction was depressed.
Mortgage rates were rising very quickly. Home builders were very worried about the future, and they pulled back very heavily on housing starts.
That's Mark Fleming, chief economist at First American. He says this year, mortgage rates are still up there, but home builders have realized they have an advantage. Demand for homes is high, but there are not enough existing homes on the market.
All of that is good news for new home building. If you build it, they will buy it, is generally the premise here.
And when home building picked up, the broader economy noticed. Charlie Dougherty is an economist at Wells Fargo.
Residential construction was actually a drag on economic growth for the better part of the past 2 years. But because home builders started to ramp up activity, that has added to economic growth.
Building a new house generates business throughout the housing supply chain.
When you build a new home, that involves construction workers, that involves the purchasing of various materials like lumber. And all of that represents construction activity, which is a part of overall economic activity.
The backdrop to all of this is the Federal Reserve trying to slow down the economy to combat inflation. And one way to do that is to reduce demand for homes by making mortgages more expensive. But Susan Wachter, a professor of real estate at the Wharton School, says demand for homes has stayed high despite the Fed's rate hikes.
The demand for new homes is a reflection of a resilient consumer. Unemployment remains low.
Wachter says the increase in housing construction will likely continue, since there still aren't enough homes to meet demand.
We have a housing deficit in this country, and despite this recent pickup, we are not making inroads into that housing deficit.
Wachter says if home construction keeps increasing, the economy might avoid a recession next year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
It is Black Friday, and so the yearly dance between retailers and our wallets officially begins. But in reality, Black Friday is not what it used to be, as the holiday shopping season has been starting earlier and earlier for a few years now. Retailers are offering deals sooner. Consumers are doing their holiday shopping further and further ahead of time. Ted Rossman is senior analyst at Bankrate.
I think it really gained steam during the pandemic when people were worried about the supply chain. And there was this feeling that if you didn't order in October, you might not get your merchandise by Christmas. Thankfully, the supply chain is a lot better, but I still think the early trend has persisted.
So Black Friday sales may underwhelm, but holiday sales in general are on track to be kind of just meh. The National Retail Federation predicts holiday sales are going to grow, but at the slowest pace in 5 years. Inflation has taken a bite out of our budgets, for sure. But another part of this is that we are just not as much into objects, clothes, electronics, toys, and we are more into experiences, concerts, travel, eating out.
It surprises me how this has been a dominant theme throughout 2023. I really thought that we would have collectively gotten this out of our system last year when really summer 2022 was the summer of revenge travel and getting back out there after the pandemic. But this year has actually topped that.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
It started as a pretty narrow labor strike against Tesla by a group of mechanics in Sweden. That has now spread into a wide-ranging work disruption as more and more unions in that country have joined in solidarity with the repair shop workers. We are talking everyone from Swedish dock workers to electricians to postal workers. They've all joined in to refuse to do the jobs that keep Tesla's business functioning in that country. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has called this collective labor action, quote, insane. The initial dispute began when Tesla refused to collectively bargain with the mechanics in Sweden's IF Metall Union, who service Tesla's cars. Among the unions that have joined in is the Swedish Union for Service and Communication Employees, or SECO. It's stopping postal and delivery services to Tesla. So what is behind all of this? Well, SECO's president is Gabriella Lavecchia, and she says collective bargaining agreements play a special role in employment rules in Sweden, and that around 90% of companies are covered by them.
We don't have, for example, a minimum wage within law. All our wages and other important conditions are in our collective agreements. So if companies decide not to join that model, there's no way for people to make sure that their rights are being upheld.
So at least six unions have joined in on this work blockade of sorts against Tesla. So how long might it last?
I do think that we could carry on for a long, long time because this is really hugely important for the entire Swedish collective agreement model. But I mean, Tesla is a company that has the financial muscles to be able to do what we think they should do. But they are instead trying to gain an advantage by giving workers lower wages, worse conditions than they would have had if they had a collective agreement. And that is just not fair.
That's Gabriella Lavecchia, president of the SECO trade union in Sweden. Our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Our digital producer is Dylan Miettinen. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler and Nick Esposito. And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.